Victoria's Bible Study, discussing living to your full potential in all aspects of life, including family, personal, financial, and relationships. With your host, Clancy Siganoff, every Monday night at 9 p.m. here on KFNX. Victoria's Bible Study, discussing living to your full potential in all aspects of life, including family, personal, financial, and relationships. With your host, Clancy Siganoff, every Monday night at 9 p.m. here on KFNX.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Tong America. This is the powerful and machismo show you have heard about. You have now entered the radio high command. And this is your dramatic warlord and Panzer Group leader speaking directly to the entire nation tonight. And tonight, my friends, war is on the brink as the American naval fleet sails into harm's way as it is within strong distance of the militant Islamic State of Iran. The clerics and imams in Iran have taunted American forces and even claim that they can sink our fleet with just one bomb or missile. I have told you many times before that we are a world at war, and you are in the war room tonight. We have already taken the liberty to war game these scenarios, and we will discuss them all, I assure you. On the border, some new news has come out. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has warned against this migrant crisis, and they have said again and again that it's spiraling out of control, citing astronomical numbers of illegal aliens and so-called fake families being apprehended by border agents. The Border Patrol has captured over 500,000 illegal aliens since October 1st, 2018 alone. These are their own numbers. Just what you need to know. This is more than any fiscal year in a decade. I repeat, over 500,000 apprehended. Border Patrol numbers are off the charts. The exact number is more like 520,000 people, to be exact, have been apprehended on the southwest border alone this fiscal year. This is not over by a long shot. And in the past 7 days, the border agents have advised us that they have averaged 4,500 arrests per day of illegal aliens pouring over the border, over 4,500 arrests per day. And these numbers reflect tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors that are also currently in custody. Just amazing what's going on. Now, Paul Harvey was a great on-air personality back in the 1950s and 60s. He had a great radio version that I'm going to play for you that was aired originally in 1965. It's called If I Were the Devil.
If I Were the Devil. If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
Now, he was an icon of our time, Paul Harvey. I grew up with him and many other radio talk show hosts. But I would say this, that the perfect storm is brewing in America, mein Kameraden. Be prepared. The rule of law will crash eventually and not apply to you at the crucial moment in juncture in time. Awaken your neighbors and friends. Enjoy the relative peace now while it lasts. But dark days do lie ahead. It is being overtly pushed by the tribal subhuman elite of the world. They feel that their time is now as globalists, but they miscalculate. The good fight could last for many years. There will be mass confusion at some point. Anarchy, chaos, intrigue. Many misguided people will be displaced, homeless, and desperate. They will swell the Bolshevik ranks. This is the calm before the storm. We are the thunder and the lightning bolt on the right of America. There is much to talk about tonight. Got a big show. Our VIP guest is Dr. Paul Nathanson. He's an expert on misandry and the war on men in America. We are proud nationalists. We will not back down, for both parties are old, but we are the new. This is our march song tonight.
John Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Do you want to get the word out about what you do? Join me, Carol Blonder, on Networking Arizona, Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Networking, it makes a difference.
Therapeutic massage with Trigger Point Therapy. This is real lasting pain relief. But Trigger Point Therapy corrects the problem that's causing the pain at the source, even decades-old pain. Go to illfixyou.com.
Looking for something a little different than the normal talk show? Tune in to the Marcus Giovanni Show for information on business, technology, entertainment, and politics as he shares his vision to build massive swarms of conversation on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX and 1100KFNX.com. Marcus Giovanni, unlike anything else in radio. Just Google Marcus Giovanni and do it now.
Every Sunday at 7 p.m.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
And that is, you know, you're happy when you're young because you're young, dumb, and have no idea where you're going. Everything looks like opportunity. You're miserable by midlife because you realize that everything you've done from 20 to 40 has not gotten you to where you thought it would get you. And you see that you have to still work another 20 years of your life. So you've struggled for 20. You see 20 more in front of you, and you don't see those results getting you where you want to be.
Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Now, this is a Von Wehunt big show tonight in production. It is episode 167 of the legendary show which bears my name, a cult classic. They start 8/5/16/2019. Now, tonight's show special, the Iranian Caliphate Meltdown show special tonight. And our sponsor is Automotive Instincts. Folks, I've been going here for 20 years, bringing my vehicles over here. These guys do a fantastic job. Automotive Instincts, a mechanical shop. They do foreign and domestic. They're at 2050 West Deer Valley Road, Phoenix. Right there, they're just east of the I-17. They're in a shop there. Can't miss them. Big sign out front, Automotive Instincts. Give them a call, 623-878-2050. They will fix your vehicle. Very cost-effective. They are wonderful. We're still waiting for our guest to call from New York. But right now, while you're driving around, here's a little L.A. woman. That's right. I got a text from the doctor he would be calling us. He's just held up right now on the East Coast. At an airport, I believe. But just know this. That the France that built Notre Dame Cathedral no longer exists. President Macron stated that it was not arson, in spite of numerous acts of vandalism against French churches in recent years. Already rumblings have begun, as I thought they would, that when it is rebuilt, it should be more inclusive. That massive fire that damaged Notre Dame. The Muslims destroyed ancient Buddhist monuments after they seized Afghanistan and are now doing the same to Christian churches and relics in the West. Just amazing. And in other news, they now want to build a pool on top of the Notre Dame Cathedral when it's all over and done with. It's the new design by a Swedish architectural firm. They propose turning the Notre Dame roof to a giant pool for swimming as a space for thinking and self-reflection. No joke. Talk about holy water on top of the Notre Dame Cathedral. Just manufacturing that much holy water would be a full-time job. Unbelievable. Now, as you know, I prefer the night crowd. I love broadcasting at night. You are much different in the primetime day crowd. We only broadcast at night on my show here in the desert. We are in like the high plains drifters of the radio airwaves. You know, like those Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns. Rolling in the town in another parallel universe. Nothing is off the table. Any topic is game. The night crowd goes deeper. The hectic day is pretty much over. Phone calls are done. Now we can think, talk, ponder, and reflect on our situation economically and the politics of the nation that we currently find ourselves in. This is the high desert, and I am with you always. Just know that to be true. Now, I would say this about the Iran fiasco. We pray for our troops. We do not want them in harm's way. I know we're over there because of their atomic program and the oil. But we can ship our fleet to the coast of Iran. And we can promise 120,000 troops in the blink of an eye to the Middle East yet again. All while more illegals flood over our border with Mexico. This is either really needed due to the oil over in Iran, or it's a prime distraction. Our Pentagon never, ever wants to fight a war on our border. But by God, they snap to attention when they can fight in any foreign land. And they just trip over themselves as lobbyists to give billions of our tax dollars to their friends in the military industrial complex. Yes, we know all that to be true. And the powers of D.C., these powers, they want you drunk, America, stoned. Heavily medicated for all you in flyover country to Mr. and Mrs. America. They want you distracted, chasing attention on social media. They want you consumed by pop culture, by TV, movies, music, YouTube, video games, and the internet. They want you tuned out so much that you will not be able to hear the voice of your own blood, your own blooded soil. Now, Hollywood actor Isaac Cappy, fortunately, is now dead. This made the news the other day. He apologized to President Trump before he killed himself. The Arizona Department of Public Safety confirmed Tuesday the 42-year-old Hollywood actor jumped off a bridge in Arizona to his own death. Somewhere undisclosed in the state. His last interview was with Alex Jones of the legendary website InfoWars. And he had major accusations against Hollywood, it appears. The actor stated that several of their moguls, higher-ups, may allegedly, again, allegedly, may have been involved in some kind of pedophilia. But who knows? The other side of the country, Anthony Weiner, is now released from jail as a disgraced former congressman from New York. He's now a registered level one sex offender. Anthony Weiner this week walked out of the Bronx halfway house, a free man. So ladies out there, lock up your daughters. Anthony Weiner is loose, and he means business. Also in the news, millennials are facing unprecedented levels of chronic illness in America. We have a 50-year low to unemployment, but a Swiss city in Europe has now ended their night trains into France after several life-threatening attacks on their people, train passengers. Diversity and multiculturalism is literally America's greatest weakness. You heard me. It is not a strength. The white people have been running around for 1,000 years, building enormous castles all over Europe. God forbid, how dare they? AOC and others tell us literally that the world will end in 12 more years. Well, I would say this. If marine life is really going extinct, why is Crab Fest back at Red Lobster? I'm getting so many of their ads because inquiring minds still want to know. Folks, all jokes aside, we need to sincerely pray for our nation. 4 more years of Trump. This country is royally screwed up. 8 years of Barack Obama. Have you seen and heard about the homeless, the drug, and the crime problems in San Francisco and Seattle? Each Democrat-controlled city is racing against time to see who can destroy their town the fastest. So right now, there are drugs, feces, homeless, filth all over those cities. Stay out of any Democrat-controlled city. You do not want to be there. So have no Iran war until we get our border fixed. We are being invaded. That's still the number one issue on all of America's mind. We don't need any more Middle East or world wars. So, know that to be true. Folks, KFNX 1100, the greatest station. We shall return. We have several callers. You're on hold. We will get to you soon. I promise you. I shall be back.
The Trump administration is making moves to counter what appears to be an increased threat from Iran. Correspondent Karen Kafa.
The Trump administration scheduled a briefing for top lawmakers on the basis for their recent warnings. Intelligence, they say, shows Iran moving missiles onto boats in the Persian Gulf. But that intelligence, Iran's intent, and what happens next, the source of much discussion among U.S. allies and on Capitol Hill.
President Trump has rolled out a new immigration plan that would move the U.S. towards a merit-based system favoring highly skilled workers. Senator Tom Cotton tells Westwood One's Jim Bohannon show the proposal moves the nation in the right direction.
There is a large body of evidence from similar countries like Canada and Australia, New Zealand, Japan, that a simple, straightforward, high-skilled immigration system is what most promotes economic growth and also creates not just new workers for us, but new citizens.
Just ahead of Friday's opening bell on Wall Street, right now Dow futures down 62. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center for tonight, clear and breezy with a low of 62. We'll have gusty winds as high as 30 miles per hour. Sunshine on your Friday continued breezy with a high near 81. Gusty winds up to 20. Clear and 61 on Friday night. Sunshine and 87 on Saturday. I'm Tim Livingston from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 80 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please, help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Are you searching for a full-spectrum botanical formula made from premier quality garlic extract? You've found it in Quantum Nutrition Labs' Quantum Garlic Complex, and it's on special. It features bear garlic and boasts high concentrated amounts of the unique nutrient allicin to deliver you exquisitely thorough immune and cardiovascular support. For a limited time, buy 2 bottles of Quantum Garlic Complex and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. Or visit online at qnlabs.com.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Yes, you have reached the Radio Imperium, the Von Wehunt Show, in our finest hour.
Be it sight, sound, smell, or touch, there's something inside that we need so much. The sight of a touch, or the scent of a sound, or the strength of an oak with roots deep in the ground. The wonder of flowers to be covered and then to burst up through tarmac to the sun again. Or to fly to the sun without burning a wing. To lie in a meadow and hear the grass sing. To have all these things in our memories haunt. And to use them to help us to
Yes. We had Dr. Paul Nathanson on our VIP line tonight. Let's patch him through to our Galactic Radio Show. Doctor, are you there tonight?
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Great. Now, you have written a few books on placing misandry, the revolutionary history of men, the war on men. Where would you like to begin tonight, sir?
Well, those four volumes, which originated as a single volume, but
yes,
we had so much material. They're all about the same thing from different points of view. One of them, legalizing misandry, is about the ways in which it has been institutionalized in law. Spreading misandry is the way in which men are presented in popular culture.
Yes.
What's the other one?
I mean, TV and commercials is amazing how they make men look like fools. And it's been a trend that I've noticed for the last 10, 15 years. Been going on for a long time.
Actually, it's worse than that now. There was a recent Gillette commercial.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, in which men are presented not simply as fools, but as malicious, sinister fools.
Right. And again, sir, I think you were wanting to urge our audience to rethink their assumptions about men that do result in these profoundly disturbing stereotypes. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, we better work fast because men and women are becoming very polarized.
Yes.
And I'm gay, but frankly, it's in the interest of everybody, not just straight people.
That's right.
For men and women to really come together in, if not harmony, then at least cooperation. I don't see how we can produce healthy children unless we do that.
Right.
And it's not only men and women, of course. The atmosphere of polarization, it includes racial polarization and many other kinds. So it's a whole society at this point that is fragmenting. It's called identity politics.
Yes. Well, the Marxist Democrats are heavily engaged in that, you know? What
yeah.
I always find funny is that they've been lecturing America to notice race, color, and creed 30 or 40 years now, or even longer. But the minute the right wing looks at race, color, and creed, you're a racist. How dare you do that? How dare you look at that? How dare you notice that? But yet, they're the same party that's been lecturing us, pounding it into everyone's mind to notice race, to notice color, you know, and they're hypocrites. The left are hypocrites.
Mm. Yes. Yes, I don't really know what to add to that. It's
all true.
True.
It is. It's the blunt truth. You know, they talk a big, big game about noticing color or creed or, in this case, men versus women. We want that abyss to heal up. What are your thoughts about that? How that could be achieved?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
How can we achieve healing the abyss? You know, the great void between men and women in America.
Well, I think Catherine Young and I, Catherine being my co-author, we suggest that the way to begin, we don't know how to, you know, we're not, we can't predict how things are going to go, but
right.
To the best of our ability, the best we can do is what we call intersexual dialogue. And that's based on the model of interreligious dialogue. And that, in turn, is based on the idea of empathy rather than suspicion or conspiracy theories. So if we can come together, at first it would be small groups, but eventually it could spread and have a conversation that is really not based on revenge, trying to say, well, you know, you are evil and we are good, but rather trying to learn something about the other that we didn't know.
Right.
I mean, I often think that one experiment, a thought experiment that we could do is ask ourselves to mention one thing about the opposite sex that is actually admirable and distinctive. So, I mean, men would have to ask themselves, what is it about women that they actually admire? And women would have to do the same thing. And it's not as easy as it sounds.
I totally agree. I think many people would be speechless. But tell us more about the war on men and what you've uncovered there in your research.
Well, it's at this point, it has spilled over into this idea of trans ideology. It's right. Trans is the latest spinoff of identity politics, and it's amazingly, remarkably powerful. Political parties are simply bowing to it all over the world. And it's not that I think that there's something evil about people who believe that they are the wrong sex, that there's something about their bodies that repels them to the point that they must take the body of another.
Right.
But to argue that against biology,
nature,
against science,
right,
that is another matter. And it's not only that's one problem. There's an anti-intellectual aspect to this that I find very disturbing. But there are many other problems. For example, when this occurs to children, do we experiment on children?
Hope not.
Basically mutilating their bodies.
It's not
and
good.
And in some cases, making it impossible for them to reproduce. Never, if they change their minds.
Unbelievable.
There was a school in England where no fewer than 17 students decided that they were boys, not girls.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And there was a kind of contagion, so that it wasn't really the phenomenon of sexual or gender dysphoria that occurs to very, very young children. This was something that spread in the way that there are, suicide copycats. Well, there are also gender dysphoria copycats. Anyway, the school basically helped or encouraged the children to go through with medical procedures without even consulting the parents.
That's not cool.
So, there's this whole... the whole problem of experimentation on people who cannot give their informed consent.
I know, it's not good. Now, folks, we've been having Dr. Paul Nathanson on the show. His books are on Amazon.com. Doctor, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. We did catch you there in New York. Thank you so much and have a wonderful night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. His book is Replacing Misandry, A Revolutionary History of Men. Go buy it today. I shall return.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Pascal. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Well, I've got plans available year-round that are good for any doctor or hospital. You get a small copay. You don't have to satisfy a great big deductible every year. And the premiums are truly affordable. For more information, give me a call at 623-980-7272 or visit me online at AmericanHealthPro.com. And we'll do our best to help you and your family.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue. Passion Flower to promote natural relaxation, and European Lemon Balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Vern Grimsley uses parables, short stories, and historical references to bring to life the dynamic spiritual message of Jesus of Nazareth and the incredible potential within each of us that can be activated by faith in God and service to others. Sundays at 8:15 a.m.
We know that there are two seasons in Phoenix, summer and nice. And nice is here. So is the brand new 2020 Camelback Toyota Corolla. 40 million sold worldwide already, and with good reason. Efficiency, comfort, and power. Just what you expect from Camelback Toyota. So let's go places. Camelback Toyota is on Facebook, on the internet at CamelbackToyota.com, or just call Camelback Toyota at 602-464-7261. Just around the corner at 16th Street in Camelback, in the heart of the Camelback Corridor.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
We're so glad you're here tonight. Don't forget our sponsor, Automotive Instincts, 2050 West Deer Valley Road in Phoenix, Arizona. A great mechanical shop. I've been bringing my own vehicles there for years. Check them out. East of I-17, Deer Valley Road and 20th Avenue, 2050 to be exact. Automotive Instincts. Check them out. Give me some shelter out there, man. I tell you, it's getting crazy. Our command bunker has advised me we have Brett the Surfer on, the Matador. Let's get Brett on, surfing off the coast of Mexico. Brett,
hey, Ron,
are you there?
How are you, man?
How you doing?
I'm here.
Good. How's it going tonight?
Oh, great, great, brother. I just want to say that I think it's really a war out there, man.
Dude, it is.
And
gearing up.
Yeah.
We want peace and prosperity, but our enemies don't. You know,
and we need, and I think it's the right thing that Trump is putting the higher. You know, you have to have merit, and you have to bring something. If you're going to come on board here, you need to bring some talents. You need to bring some capital, and
have some skin in the game, for God's sakes. That's right.
Totally.
We don't need folks. We don't need millions. I'll be blunt. Is what I'm famous for. We don't need millions of peasants. coming to America. We don't need more poor, huddled masses. How much clogging up traffic do we need? You know, how many homeless guys with cardboard signs do we need on every corner in Phoenix, every major city in America? Don't need millions and millions more. That is ridiculous, insane. The country will not stand, Brett, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think we're doing the right thing, and I think that things are... I mean, with de Blasio throwing his hat in the ring with the Democratic Party, I mean, yes. Can you believe that, man?
He's a moron. People in New York hate him. De Blasio sucks.
Yeah.
He's ran that city in the ground like a good Democrat would. Everything they touch, you will notice, turns to garbage.
What happened to Chicago, right?
Chicago, Seattle, Los Angeles, New York. New Jersey's a garbage dump. Florida's turned into a garbage dump. Any Democrat-controlled city or state, get the hell out of there! They were lamenting this week that, it's so terrible that people are wanting to be with like-minded people and moving to, red states. And that's smart. That's the smart move to make. You know,
sure
not the wrong move. It is the right move for you. Your final thoughts, Brett?
I think that's exactly what's going to happen, and it's going to be good for our state as long as you can tell just by the growth, that's happening here.
Self-balkanization works.
Yeah, it really does. And I'm surfing with an American flag constantly.
We love you, Brett. Thanks, man, for calling the show.
Right,
appreciate
brother.
You, buddy.
Have a good one, man.
Thank you, man. Let's get Matador on from his East Valley bunker, closing the show tonight on a satellite phone, I believe. Matador, are you there?
Vaughn, General Lars, I'm here. You have now been lorded, my friend. You will be known as Lord Lars to Radio Free West out here. I'm just a lowly knight in the far East Valley.
The Vaughn Weehan loves you, man. And, hey, man, you are out there fighting the good fight. What are your thoughts tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's amazing. It's amazing, General. It's just amazing that the mustachio man has made his way back from wherever Bush, Clinton, Obama, he came from. Now he wants to start a war with Iran over some silly Norwegian and Saudi ships. First of all, those aren't our ships. Secondly, that's a little pirate skirmish. A world war with Iran, Russia, and China to send our kids, our taxpayers, all
Thank
our money
you.
To
Nobody
die
wants
over
that.
It. Nobody wants it. I mean, the mustachio man should be arrested, tried, flogged, and sent to a prison somewhere. I mean, have we not learned our lesson from
John
Iraq,
Bolton
folks?
Loves war. I mean, and Trump is smart, being the cooler head. They were our press sucks. They were lamenting and actually complaining that Trump is discouraged and he's putting the brakes on his advisors. Damn right he should be. He's the frickin' president.
There
you do put the brakes on your advisors if you don't agree with them. You know
there is no press left. The press has long been gone.
Right.
There's very few shows like yours that tell the truth.
That's right.
Very few internet blogs. All the press is 80% far left, Trump's Hitler, Trump's evil, and then the 20% conservatives are neocons, crazy. Let's fight every war for Israel. Let's send your kids over there to die. If you don't, you're not a true American. It's nuts.
Hey, I've said for years, Israel has a right to exist. Israel can fend for itself.
Yes.
American blood does not need to be spilled for a little Israel. They're rich. They got lots of military. They can take care of themselves. They do not need John Bolton or the American military men and women to spill our blood for that little country. I'm sorry.
And there's a complete invasion on our southern border where we want to go fight these foreign wars, as you said. I tell you, I heard a person say, they talk about STEM for all these kids in school, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. 75% of our kids who graduate with college degrees in this fantastic STEM can't get jobs because they're bringing people over here from India and Pakistan to take your kid's job at half of the salary.
Right.
I tell you what, it's just a fact. Even if you're an atheist, even if you're a crazy Marxist, everybody knows It started 40, 50 years ago. Worldwide abortion in these major industrial countries, they want their women to have no kids. But then they all find out, hey, our populations are shrinking. Nobody can pay for our elderly. Nobody buys our trinkets. So let's bring everybody from in the third world. Everywhere it's going to be a third world s-hole.
That's what they want.
Said in the next 20 to, that's exactly what they want. I mean, and then how is it possible now? Our borders are porous. All of Europe's borders are porous. People are filing in. But now everybody wants to fight these world wars on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need more peasants coming into America. We have millions of homeless people right now. It's a serious issue. We have millions of people that want to invade our country daily, which I talked about early in the show. And Madeline, you're right. We don't need our military being deployed to take care of the wars Israel wants us to fight. How about those apples?
I mean, for a silly...
Seriously.
You know what, Norway? I mean, this is the only time in American history, at least Rome, the barbarians, the French, everybody back in the day. If we were even going to help you, Norway, we would expect a pot of gold.
Right.
Instead, we get nothing but... Hey, Norway...
We get nothing but grief. Where's the war booty, you know? Where's our treasure? What reward do we get? We get nothing out of this.
Nothing. Saudi Arabia has more money than anybody. If one of their oil tankers gets sunk, you know what I say? Hire a bunch of mercenaries. They can do the pirate ships for you. Trust me.
Exactly.
Those guys will sink an Iranian ship for you. No, the USA has to show their might. And we
We're just putting our guys into harm's way. They want our fleet to be attacked. Then they have a reason to go in. I know how the game is played. We're going through these ports, these Strait of Hormuz, etc. They want us to be attacked. That's the whole plot. And that's what Bolton wants. Bolton wants to walk up to Trump and go, Mr. President, we've been attacked. You've got to attack Iran now to save face. But I say, no, we don't need that. We can't afford it. Matador, thank you so much. We love you all, man. Yes. The Von Wien Show is always here every Thursday night. We do not want our troops deployed for no-win wars. If we're going to fight, there must be victory. Hail for victory. Hail for the Von Wien Show. God bless you all. Good night. Don't forget our sponsor, Automotive Instincts. I love you all. She'll be back. More news, more conjecture, more great callers. Every week, never forget, we are here for you, the American people. Good night.
The information and